This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Leadville is hoping to lure back its tourists, even though there's a wildfire parked next door. CPR's Sam Brash explains.
Shannon Vitale manages the Tennessee Pass Cafe in downtown Leadville. With the Willow Fire burning nearby, she says the normal surge of summer visitors are just not showing up.
The lakes, people can't go fishing. People aren't hiking. They can't. 214ers are closed. We don't have near the traffic that we usually do.
Leadville hopes it can turn things around, even with the fire expected to smolder until the winter. Plans are now back on for the Leadville Trail 100, a major ultramarathon now set for August 22nd. A 10K and mountain bike race are also moving forward. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Denver Broncos linebacker Jonathan Cooper will be arraigned on criminal charges August 31st in Douglas County. CPR's Tony Gorman.
Cooper faces a felony second-degree assault by strangulation charge following a domestic incident with his girlfriend at his apartment in Parker on June 4th. He was arrested again days later and charged with three misdemeanors for allegedly violating a protection order. The former seventh-round draft pick out of Ohio State is heading into his fifth year with the Broncos. His status with the team remains unclear as they prepare to open training camp on July 28th. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
A large wild horse roundup is set for this week in northwestern Colorado. Here's CPR's Ishan Thakur with more.
The Bureau of Land Management plans to gather about 1,025 horses near Meeker and Rangeley using helicopters. Most of those will be removed from the range and either be put up for adoption or cared for on open pastures. The agency says the herd numbers well above what the land can support.
It's 2:06. This is CPR News 90.1 in Denver.